tap root of that stump down there and get a fire started in there, especially if it's dead and dry. Uh-huh. And it'll burn out. You got to give it, you got to go on both sides, give it a draft through that for that, make that fire burn. Maybe pour a little coal oil or something in there to help it once in a while. Ah, this younger generation come up and they don't know what work is. Sure don't.
How would you build a fire in the fireplace?
Well, you go out there and find you a good fat lighted log, pine knots or something like that. I've carried many a piece of wood, and my mother would cook in the kitchen on a wood stove. You had to cut stove wood. You go back to wood, the best stove wood for a wood stove is ash. Splits good, don't make much smoke. You take pine, let it dry, it makes a lot of smoke. Makes fire, but it makes a lot of smoke. Soot. And the old fireplace would be there. Well, he'd have a window right beside that chimney there, and he'd have a scaffold just sticking outside that window there, outside that chimney there. You raise a window up, your wood would be piled outside there. You raise a window, reach out and get your wood, put it on the fireplace. A lot of these old places like that that's been burnt down is caused from a spark. Fireplace would have them old, what do you call them, andirons? I call them fire dogs. To hold the wood up, you know, the way you get a fire under it. You put your logs, or pieces of cut tree, say it's 28 or 30 inches wide. You cut your wood to fit it. You lay it in there on them fire dogs. And then you take you some kindling, fat wood, get it started to burn right on up.
What about, how would the things catch fire?
A spark. You know, wood will pop out, you know.
Yeah.
A spark will maybe blow a ember, what do you call them, out. Well, back then, the old folks had a bunch of youngs, and they'd have a pallet, a quilt or something laid on the floor there close to the fireplace. Well, the old lady folks being out cooking dinner, maybe outside working in a garden. Spark would fly out of that fireplace and hit that quilt or a piece of clothing or anything. First thing it's done, caught a fire. They don't see it till the smoke's coming out of it.
Wouldn't they build something out in front of the fireplace?
Later on, they got to where they'd put a screen in front of them.
Did they kind of build out a kind of a brick place?
Hearth.
Yeah, a hearth, what they call a hearth. Hearth, H-E-A-R-T-H. Yeah, it would come out there, say, a couple of feet.
Yeah.
From there.
Y'all used to sit and roast yourselves in front of that thing?
Oh, yeah, man. My daddy used to kill hogs, had hogs in the swamp in the fall and winter time. Go in there and they'd pick out a good fat hog and bring him out. Put him in the pen to get the acorn taste out of him, feed him corn until he got a good taste to him, you know, and kill him. I always loved hog killing time. My daddy, he'd take the